Is your leadership team overwhelmed with all they need to do? Is your board having a hard time connecting to co-op members on Community Day? As leaders, are you in touch with the heartbeat of your community? Today, we are answering a question that was posted on our Facebook page about how the leadership team can actively build relationships with co-op members. This was a great question. We are looking forward to discussing this today and giving you some tangible things you can do right now to start creating connection in your community.
Welcome to Lead Your Homeschool Co-op. Do you desire a Christian community with families that fit? Do you find yourself up late at night Googling conflict resolution and how to build a community? Do you dream of a sustainable homeschool group only to feel discouraged when policies fail, logistics get in the way, or a conflict comes up again?
Hello, we are the Homeschool Community Builders. Together, we have more than 30 years of experience in leading successful homeschool groups. But at one time, we too were in co-ops that did not work for our families. We needed deep relationships and a community that would help our families grow in faith. In order to be a part of a sustainable Christian community, we stepped out in faith and trusted God's plan to build the community that we desired.
In this podcast, we will help you create Christ-centered policies, establish a close-knit culture, and develop strong leadership skills so that you can serve your community well. So grab a pen and paper, be ready to take some notes, and be encouraged. You can do this.
Hi, friends. It's great to be hearing from so many of you on our Facebook page. Come and join us at Lead Your Homeschool Co-op Facebook page and post your questions, your struggles, your wins. We want to hear about everything that you're doing. And if you would like to help, we're still offering free, drum roll, please, free, must I say it again? Hour-long coaching sessions for a limited time, but you need to sign up by February 29th. We'd love to help you with your specific struggle and get you the resources that you need.
Today, we are talking about building relationships with your co-op members. When you are in leadership, it can be a challenge to do this. We're spread pretty thin. Relationships can change a bit when you're in leadership. So we're going to talk about some of these ideas. And the first one is organize get-togethers outside of Community Day. Let's make some time outside of our co-op to be intentional and for connection. So what are some of those ideas on what that can look like?
Well, one of the things that I know a lot of people like to do is service projects outside of Community Day. This is always a great way to get people together to build camaraderie, because sometimes service projects are not just fun and games, but they challenge kids, they challenge moms, and that's a great way to actually build connections together. Doing something that's a little outside of your comfort zone that you all do together.
Yeah, creating connections can come from vulnerability. And so when you can find a time to foster vulnerability, then that will also help create connection. One of those service projects that we do is one called Project Angel Heart, where we actually, you can take these bags that they give to people who have life-threatening illnesses, and then we paint on the bags and then we deliver them. So it's kind of like a sip and paint, double duo connection time where you can get to know each other and also do a service project together. Another way is through birthday, like coffee or lunch dinner dates, where you guys can get together with your people in your community. And that might be hard to do if you have a large community. And so one of the things that we're going to talk about in just a little bit is board buddy groups, where you can get together in smaller groups. But you can also do things like game nights. And one great thing that we do every year is a retreat. And that's a really great way to connect with people because you are outside of your co-op. You're getting together away for a couple of days where you can do all of these things with each other and get to know each other and have the time set aside for that.
Yeah, I think a retreat, and this is specifically for moms, is an amazing way to really build deep friendships and deep relationships. People tend to relax when you get away for a day or two, more so than they are on community day. You get to find out a lot about each other and then take that back to community and continue on those, building those friendships throughout the whole school year. That's a great way to do it.
Well, and when there's only so much time on co-op day, it's hard to make those deep connections when you're moving from class to class, and you might get little snippets of a conversation or whatnot, but you have to be intentional to have that time to deepen relationship. You know, a lot of times that can involve food, or maybe it's getting a group of friends and going for a walk.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, I mean, really, there's so many options. Park play dates with kids, especially if they're younger, like in elementary school. You have to take it outside of community day to get really deep, because you can't, there's just so much going on community day. It's hard to let your hair down, as it were. And you're not necessarily going to cry on someone's shoulder in the middle of class, right?
So exactly.
Create the opportunity to build depth. And that's typically not going to be on community day.
Mm-hmm. However, we've talked about this before. We do something specifically to do this called Mother Culture Time on our community day, where we have an hour where the moms are just together doing a variety of things, but it's primarily for building community and equipping moms. And mm-hmm. so that's been just a really wonderful part of our community that helps all the moms get to know each other that wouldn't necessarily cross paths, because maybe you have elementary moms not seeing the high school moms as much because they're in different parts of the building and with different kids and doing different things. And I think that is key to building mom relationships within our community and with the board members, because really it doesn't make it incumbent upon the board members to reach out when you're in mother culture time. It's everybody there on equal footing doing the same thing. And so I think some of the difficulty between having relationships between the board and the members is that the board is so busy already, but people still expect them to be the ones to initiate relationship. And so mother culture helps it to be an even playing field, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. It breaks down some of the barriers between mm-hmm. leadership and those not in leadership. Mm-hmm. And they can see that we're moms going through the same struggles that they are.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, another one that you guys have been doing and that we just started doing at our co-op is the Moms in Prayer. That's another thing that we've just implemented on our co-op day that's been working really great and really does create connection. And it's more intimate connection because you are vulnerable. Yeah. Vulnerable. I'm having trouble with that word today. In that moment. Even though there's not a lot of time to go really deep on co-op day, as a leader, you should be intentional about still connecting with people on that day. It's just part of what you should be trying to do. You're not going to hit everybody on that day, but still try to connect with somebody. And one of the ways that kind of leads into our next thing is board buddy groups.
So board buddy groups are where we divide members in our community into groups headed by a board member. And then that board member reaches out to them. They connect with them just to have a key point person checking in on them, making sure that no one is lost in the busyness of doing co-op.
It helps as a board member, I can speak for myself, with board buddy groups, for me to know these are my people and I'm going to have, there's a limited number of people that are on my mind and I can specifically reach out to them during the day. So I can go and sit down next to a mom that I don't normally eat lunch with, maybe, because she is in my board buddy group and get to know her. It's easy to do, right? It's just a few minutes. And then that mom feels like she's seen and noticed and somebody wants to be her friend, right? That's what everybody's looking for. Everybody's looking for somebody to connect with. And it just takes that little bit of intentionality as a board member. So the board buddy groups makes it doable because it's somewhere between 6 and 8 families that are in a group. And then it's not the whole community that you feel like you have to connect with every week.
And we break up our board buddy groups geographically so that it's easier to get together outside of co-op day when groups are closer together, because some of our families can live pretty far apart from each other.
Yeah.
We've got about an hour from in different directions that we would have to drive to get to people on the farthest ends.
Yeah. And the other thing about that is if you have a smaller group, then you can actually include husbands too. And you can get to know their whole family if you wanted to. I mean, it's still, that's quite a bit of people if you were to do all family get together. But if you have some property, then sometimes it can be really fun. You can go play volleyball or something at the park and make it a whole board buddy mm-hmm. group family or adult night or something like that. And it's still super fun.
Mm-hmm. We like to do bonfires because we have some property, and then that's easy to invite everybody over. And those who can come. And if they can't come, it's okay. But it's just an easy thing to do to get a lot of people together.
It's creating the opportunity to connect.
Yeah.
Right. Create the opportunity to connect, which there's another point is coaches. So coaches are like an extra member inside of your board buddy group. We talked about this in the past, and it's just one more person to help, because as board members, you have a lot going on all of the time. And so sometimes it's, even though you might have a smaller board buddy group, it's still sometimes really difficult to make an extra effort to get a social thing together. So if you had somebody who we call coaches assigned to your board buddy group, then their job is to create that social thing. And then you get to just show up. Mm-hmm. It's been super helpful having that. And then sometimes that way, if you can't make it, but everybody else in your board buddy group can make it, then that's a great thing. Then it's not just whether or not you're available, whether or not there's connections happening.
That's good. Yeah. You're fostering connections between the families, not just between you and the families,
mm-hmm.
which is great.
So one of the challenges is that when the board members are so busy, it's challenging to connect. It's another thing to do, even though mm-hmm. we enjoy that time. It is fulfilling for us as leadership also to be connecting and building relationships, but there's a challenge there. And so as leadership members, we have to make sure that we are maintaining boundaries. And so we might have to delegate some things, take some off of our plate so that we are available to connect more with our families. So make sure that you have boundaries on your workload, that you don't take on so much that you are spread so thin.
Board members tend to be, it's very easy to take on too much. And we need to remember that our job as board members in building relationships, that's probably our most important role. In many ways, if we are building a community that's really going to be focused on building one another up in Christ, we have to take on that role of helping to develop that culture and building those relationships. And if we're too busy doing tasks that can be done by somebody else, then we can't meet that need. Tasks such as, I don't know, teaching or doing administrative stuff or organizing events, or these things that can be delegated should be given to somebody else so that the board can really step out and have time to build relationships. Because otherwise it's impossible. There's just too much to do.
Well, and I would say from my experience, and this is a situation of do as I say, not as I do. I'm the director and I also teach almost every class. And so I enjoy all of those roles. I really love teaching and I'm learning and connecting with the kids and I enjoy that. However, that leaves me in a position where I'm not able to connect on community day because mm-hmm. I'm spread so thin. I'm always mm-hmm. somewhere even before the day starts. Mm-hmm. And so it's always in passing. And so there's a sacrifice there. You know, I fill one need, but then there's something else that is left mm-hmm. wanting still. And so that is a challenge when you take on so much, is that you have to realize that something is going to give.
Yep.
And I would not recommend sacrificing the relationships in order to fill other needs.
Mm-hmm.
The other side of that is that if community members don't feel like they're needed because the board is doing everything or the leadership team is doing everything, then members are not going to be as invested and it's going to be harder for them to build relationships. It's incumbent upon the leadership to recognize that delegation is actually a way of drawing people in mm-hmm. and of helping them use their gifts and to helping them see that they are a needed part of the community.
Yeah.
There's another part of it too. There's two things. One, if you're building a community that you want to be sustained over time, mm-hmm. you have to consider the longevity of your community. If you are not delegating, if you are doing everything, then you will have a Joshua problem. You're not going to have people trained up behind you to come and step into your shoes when your kids graduate. And I'm sure once your kids graduate, you don't want to be sticking around at the co-op because you're going to have some other big, huge adventure to do, right? But you also have to, so the things that you do, you have to make it duplicatable. Hannah mm-hmm. teaching everything and being the director is not super duplicatable. There's not going to be a lot of people that can step into her shoes in doing that. Mm-hmm. It's really Agreed. Important to be able to show the people that you're leading that they can do this too, because someday they will be doing it too. And you want them to be able to do it too. And you want them to be excited and not feel like, oh my gosh, I don't want to do what they do because that looks really hard. You know, you want them to be excited about it and they can do it. Everything that you do, you're showing the people around you what the job is as a board. And you don't want them to be like, that's the last thing on earth I want to do.
Oh, not very many people are gunning for my job, you Mm-mm. know.
Mm-mm.
Well, and I will say that with my personality type, delegating is very difficult for me, but something that has been kind of a theme that I've been working on, you know, so releasing control of things can be very difficult, but it is also very necessary. Mm-hmm. And learning how to delegate, letting things go, setting up committees for them to take on some of these tasks that our leadership has done in the past, that we don't have to do it all. That's another way to incorporate families to give their input and to take something on and make it their own, which ends up being beautiful in the end, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that ownership piece is so key because people want to feel a part and you can't feel a part if you're not doing anything. Yeah, I think this piece of letting go of the control of how everything goes is a difficult thing for most leaders, I would say. It's something that most leaders have to go, take a deep breath, let it go, and be willing to let somebody else fail or succeed and be okay with it. Because ultimately, the more important thing is that people are engaged, they are building relationships, and that we're all learning together and growing together. And that's not going to happen if you control every aspect of everything.
Yeah. That's right. And leader, you need to remember that you're not just leading your homeschool co-op. you're also leading your family. You're trying to be a wife. You're trying to be a mom. You're trying to be a teacher. You're trying to, you can't be all of it. And neither do you want your community to feel like they have to either. I feel like this is a perfect segue into our verse, because just as a body, though one has many parts, but all its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ. We need everybody on board, all hands on deck. That's 1 Corinthians 12:12, by the way. And everybody has an amazing part to play. That's why God brought them to your co-op. He did not bring you people so that they could just sit on the sidelines. He brought them there so that they could participate in your community. So let them participate in your community so that you can participate in your community. Because the reason why you started this thing, sister, is because you need community. So if you're too busy to have community, there's something wrong there. You need to rethink.
Yep.
You need to rethink your strategy, lady.
That's great.
I hope this has inspired you. Let's just recap what we went over. Okay. You want to try as a leader to connect with your people. It is very crucial. It's very important to do that. You, whoever's listening and taking notes, you're very wise. Do this. You don't have a community if you don't do this. So the first thing that we talked about was making the time to get together outside of your co-op. Be intentional while you're there to try and connect with people, but the real connection happens outside of your co-op day. The second thing is board buddy groups. Foster smaller groups of people within your community so that you can have deeper relationships with people, because you can't do it with everybody, but you can with a few people. So make the time, help them to feel cared about, get to know them, respond to them, react to them, and build that relationships, those relationships with them. And then the last one, most importantly, is delegate and maintain boundaries as a leader. Hannah Larson. Here's the thing. If you have a good board, if you have a good group of people, your board will tell you, hey, you got way too much things going on. Let me take some of this off of your plate, because everybody on the board goes, oh, I can do that. I can do this. They think they can do everything. No, you can't. And when you have a good board, listen to your board. Listen to the other leaders around you, because they love you, and they, and we want to, everybody wants to be part of the body. So let them be part of the body, and you won't regret it.
Amen, sister.
Yes.
Hey, friend, we hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with someone who may benefit from it, or leave us a 5-star written review in Apple Podcasts? It blesses our socks off to know how this podcast is helping you. Also, make sure to connect with us on the Lead Your Homeschool Co-op Facebook page and join the conversation. We'll see you back here next time.